Blog Talk Radio.
Great Saturday. Great Saturday. Welcome everyone to the call. This is Dr. Budweiser. And before I get started, I just want to remind you guys to write down wiserliving.com. That's W-E-I-S-E-R, living.com is one word. Please go to wiserliving.com and sign up for our newsletters in the right upper hand corner of the Wiser Living website. You can click on Wiser Living TV, and it'll take you to a page where you YouTube page actually, where you can subscribe, and you'll not only get access to the videos that are already posted, but also any upcoming educational videos that will be uploaded. You'll get notified of that. So also, please go to Facebook and subscribe there. Go to Wiser Living. And get your free ebook as well. So go to Facebook and do that. Wiserliving.com, you want to subscribe. Wiser Living TV, you want to subscribe. Wiser Living Radio, subscribe there. And also go to Facebook.com/Wiser Living. That's W-E-I-S-E-R, living.com. Wow, this is Dr. Budweiser, and I'm coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters. I would like to welcome each and every one of you who are, you know, you're taking the time, your Saturday morning out, taking that time out to tune in to this broadcast today. I'm very thankful of that. I'm grateful because I know your time is valuable. So thanks for your participation. And so over the next 28 minutes or so, I want to really add to your wellness experience. I'd like to start out by saying a statement that I say a lot, virtually. And it's very important because virtually every physiological process that the body performs, that your body performs, is facilitated at the cellular level. And for your body to build proper cells and to support overall wellness, certain processes, fundamental processes must be performed. You know, because your organs need to communicate their needs with the brain. The body needs protection and nourishment. It needs water and exercise, and the body needs hormonal balance, which is what we're going to talk about. We're going to focus on that hormonal balance. The body needs hormonal balance. You know, most of you have heard of hormonal replacement therapy, or HRT. It was big really a few years back, and obviously I get a lot of questions about it. As a matter of fact, that's why I kind of wanted to do this broadcast on that, on HRT or hormonal replacement therapy, or just the problem with hormones. You know, hormone replacement therapy is intended to replace the hormones that a woman's ovaries no longer produce, you know, once she has gone through menopause. That's the intention. But typically, the hormones are in the form of estrogen and progesterone, which can be taken as a tablet. It can be utilized or getting into your system through patches, creams, or even implants. And it's said that HRT has two main benefits. You know, approximately 25% of women who have hot flashes during menopause, that you know, they respond to this hormonal replacement therapy. The other benefit is that HRT has been shown to offer some protection against osteoporosis, or the thinning of the bone. You know, women taking hormonal replacement therapy or HRT, they have 50% fewer spinal fractures and 30% fewer hip fractures. But this statistic is only true while you're taking this therapy. You know, studies have shown that 10 years after stopping this type of treatment, there is no longer any detectable benefit. You know, HRT also improves vaginal dryness that may become troublesome after menopause. You know, it may improve a woman's mood and sense of well-being, as well as slow the aging of the skin. So there's some benefits there. There's also information out there that hormone replacement therapy might protect against heart disease. But there was a recent major research study that accurately compared the risk of heart disease between women who were taking HRT and those who weren't taking it, which showed that hormonal replacement therapy, or HRT, actually increases the risk of heart disease as well as pulmonary embolism, and stroke. Now, this same study, which involved 16,000 women, showed that those women who were taking HRT had a 26% higher rate of breast cancer. Now, it can be difficult to decide whether or not to take HRT. You know, eating a healthy diet, not smoking, not drinking excessive alcohol, exercising regularly, appropriate supplementation. These things can actually prevent osteoporosis naturally. And there are a couple of ways to find out if your symptoms are being caused by an imbalance in your estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone hormones. If you are menstruating, you will realize there's a cyclic component to your symptoms. You know, many women will experience these symptoms getting worse during the week before their period. And during that week before the actual period or menstruation, the human body has an increased demand for B-complex vitamins. You know, many people don't take vitamins and minerals at all, or if they do, they're synthetic, which means they're made from coal tar or petroleum. So the week before the menstrual cycle, when you need more B vitamins, an imbalance is being created, or that imbalance is manifesting as breast tenderness, mood swing, depression, anger, food cravings, skin changes, weight fluctuation, bloating, headaches including migraines, then there's fluid retention, backaches, frequent colds, low stress tolerance, fatigue, low sex drive, yeast infections. I mean, this monthly premenstrual syndrome can be components that can lead to infertility, breast cysts, and uterine fibroids. As a matter of fact, just about any symptom with a cyclic component is very likely hormonal. So let's look at this another way. There's 4 weeks in a month, yes? That's a cycle. It's cyclic. You know, every month there are 4 weeks, right? 4 weeks in every month. In the first, bear with me here. The first week, you're doing okay. Your mood is okay. You're handling your daily stress okay. You're smiling most of the time. You're excited about life. You're not tired. You know, everything is okay. The next week, week two, is your premenstrual week, the week before your period. During that week, your body is preparing for the menstrual cycle. If you're not pregnant, it needs extra B vitamins, all of the B. It needs extra B vitamins to handle it appropriately. This is over and beyond your regular intake of B vitamins. Like right now, let's say the bottle I take, you take two in the morning, two in the evening, so you're taking four a day. So you would take four a day normally. But that week before your menstrual cycle, you should be taking an extra B-complex vitamin or a vitamin and mineral that has all of the B in it. So if your body doesn't get this extra B, you will experience an imbalance that shows up as irritation, like I mentioned earlier, mood swings, headaches, bloating, weight fluctuations, fluid retention, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that third week is the menstruation. You know, you may bleed heavily the first 2 days, 1 or 2 days with some cramping. There's some irritability, and it basically it usually tails off until it ends, right? So then the next week, week four, your body is going through recuperation or preparation for the next cycle. So your hormonal system, just from the cycle, is imbalanced 3 out of the 4 weeks. The week before the period, the week of the period, and the repair week after. That's 3 weeks. You have 1 week out of a month where you are typically a normal, vibrant person. 1 week a month, 12 weeks a year. 1 week a month, 12 weeks a year. The other 3 weeks are pre-cycle or premenstrual, or menstrual, then there's menstrual, then there's post-menstrual, or repair phase. You can completely switch this around by doing one thing, by taking one extra B vitamin the week before your cycle begins. By just doing this, your premenstrual week and your repair week, or your postmenstrual week, will be integrated or combined with the menstrual week. I hope you're getting this. All of this will occur in 1 week, in that month, which means you'll have 3 weeks of bliss as opposed to 1 week. 3 weeks of bliss each month times 12 is 36 weeks a year. Right? And this is not to mention that your thyroid gland and your adrenal glands will benefit from the extra B vitamins as well, because during this time when you're going through that premenstrual week and the menstrual week and the postmenstrual week, the thyroid is usually underactive with symptoms including fatigue. You've heard this word before: fatigue, weight gain, dry skin, dry hair, brain fog, intolerance to cold, and having cold hands and cold feet. Remember, the thyroid actually produces hormones, and that's a hormone imbalance if you're having all of these things going on that I just mentioned. And don't forget the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are usually fatigued as a consequence of unchecked stress, which will subsequently cause fatigue, wanting to sleep in the early afternoon, especially after eating lunch, weight changes, brain fog, salt cravings, low blood pressure, lightheadedness, and palpitations. If you're feeling like this, there are some steps you can take to feel a whole lot better. You know, but before we get to that, let's go over some of the most common symptoms again of a hormone imbalance. You know, that word hormone. You know, when we hear that word hormone, it's you know, we've mentioned it several times already. And when you hear it, you usually have these visions of hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, fits of depression, too much stress. I mean, this is what comes usually is attached to the word hormone. And this is very unfortunate or even sad, because hormonal changes affect both men and women from birth to death. So there really shouldn't be a negative association with that word. You know, and for women, the most pronounced changes comes in their 40s and 50s. But it can also be seen as early as the mid-30s. You know, many women out there are having hormonal symptoms even earlier than their 30s, which has a lot to do with not only our lifestyle and diet, but it also has something to do with the toxins and the pollution in the air and the water and the food, as well as xenoestrogen. Xenoestrogen, it sounds like the word starts with a Z, but it starts with an X, X-E-N-O, estrogen, which are synthetic chemicals that act like estrogen in our bodies that we, and when I say we, I mean women and men, are exposed to every single day. When was the last time you had some water in a plastic bottle? You know, men that have excess estrogen exposure, especially from plastics, can have problems as well. You know, normally a man's body makes a small amount of estrogen, which is important for the normal development and function of the male reproductive system. But when a man is exposed to abnormally high levels of estrogen, it can have major effects on his body, possibly interfering with his fertility and sexual function, and potentially raising his risk of certain chronic diseases. You know, exposure of a male to excess estrogen or xenoestrogen can cause abnormal growth of the breast tissue, which is called gynecomastia. Certain medications such as estrogen-like compounds used to treat prostate cancer can do it, and may cause this problem to increase or exacerbate as well. You know, some research also suggests that relatively high estrogen in men might raise the risk of circulatory problems like heart attack and stroke. So men are affected by hormone imbalances due to excess estrogens as well. Now, some of the most common symptoms of hormone imbalances or a persistent weight gain. You know, whether we know it or not, or believe it or not, there are lifestyle, diet, and physical activity components to maintaining a healthy weight. You know, many women have underlying hormonal imbalances as well, and that makes it difficult to maintain a healthy weight. You know, insulin resistance is one of the most common challenges to this. You know, eliminating processed foods, refined sugars, as we talked about in the last two sessions, and hybridized wheat should be implemented so you can get back on the right track. You want to reduce or eliminate, I mean drastically reduce, these things, processed foods, refined sugars, hybridized wheat. The next thing is belly fat and loss of a muscle mass. You know, when your endocrine system is under stress, there is an underlying production of certain hormones and an overproduction of other hormones like cortisol from the adrenal gland. You know, when you're under stress, your body has to release cortisol in order to try to balance everything out. And this makes your body store fat for future use, you know, making an increase in the visceral fat, or better known as belly fat, that we hear about, and an increase in belly fat is a warning that your adrenal glands are working too hard, which can lead to adrenal fatigue. And you can see, like, a lot of these symptoms show up in other issues besides hormonal imbalance, other conditions. You know, one of the most noticeable symptoms of a hormone imbalance is low libido, which starts with disturbed sleep. You know, without quality sleep, our sex hormone production can diminish drastically. Another one is fatigue. If you can't make it past mid-morning without some sort of pick-me-up, or if you are having a mid-afternoon crash, especially after eating lunch, you have a hormonal imbalance. You know, some dietary changes you should look at are the elimination or drastically reducing hybridized wheat and most grains in order to stabilize blood sugar. I mean, there are some wheat products and some grains out there that don't do this. I mean, but we, especially in the modern world, we've hybridized the original seed. It's not the seed of 2,000, 3,000 years ago. It's been hybridized. So it causes problems inside the body. Now, what if you're not feeling like yourself? You know, anxiety and depression are clues that you have an imbalance. There are clues that you have an imbalance. Toxicity, being overworked, stressed out, all these things are most likely, you know, a clue. It's at least a clue that you are not nourishing your body the way it needs to be nourished. Then there's insomnia and poor sleep patterns. This starts the cycle of physical stress, and it increases the cortisol levels, which directly causes many hormone imbalances. You know, there isn't one area of your life that insomnia doesn't touch. That's how important sleep is. Sweating. You know, for many women, night sweats and hot flashes are the first uncomfortable sign that something is not quite right. And mood swings, hot sweats, and night sweats, as I've shared with, is not specifically a reproduction issue. It's not the reproductive hormones that are the issue. There's other components like your adrenal glands and your thyroid, your pituitary, which come into play as well. And most of the time we don't think of that. You know, this isn't the time to start, say, hormone replacement therapy or HRT. But it is the time to start a food journal and write down what you eat and drink, you know, how you feel physically, and any emotions that come up afterwards. Now, many times, our emotions are the trigger that increases internal body temperature. Just the thinking So the next time you feel the flash is coming on, try this. Stop and think about the thoughts swirling around in your mind at that time. Next are digestive problems. Gas, bloating, and slow digestion are common problems that actually, they aren't usually associated with hormone imbalances, but they may be associated with eating bad foods or not chewing your food and eating too much or eating too fast, which will lead to eating too much. When you don't have optimal digestion, your body is starving because of poor nutrient extraction that invariably leads to hormone imbalances because the GI tract, the gastrointestinal tract, your colon, is a detoxification center, and it must be functioning properly, one of the seven. And there's the craving. You know, after eating way more than you should have, do you look back and ask yourself, why? Why did I do that? Well, some common causes of cravings and excess eating are adrenal fatigue, insulin resistance, and other, as well as other hormone imbalances. Once again, minimizing sugars, minimizing alcohol, minimizing dairy and wheat, although it may be difficult, will not only help control your cravings, but it will help your digestive issues as well. So when it comes to health, hormones and gut bacteria have a much larger effect than most of us realize. In fact, hormone and gut bacteria can actually destroy your health, even if everything else, like your diet and supplementation, is actually optimized. The other side of that coin shows that properly dealing with your hormones and gut bacteria can do a lot to boost your wellness. Like we've mentioned several times before, if you are having symptoms like fatigue, skin rashes, weight gain, weight around the middle, trouble sleeping, or you're always sleeping, it seems like you want to take a nap every few hours, or PMS, or endometriosis, or infertility, or polycystic ovaries, or other issues, you know, chances are you have hormone imbalances. Remember, hormones are your body's chemical messengers. They travel in your bloodstream to tissues and organs. They work slowly over time and affect so many different processes in the body, like growth and development, metabolism. As far as we're talking about metabolism, which will affect how your body gets its energy from the food you eat. That's what metabolism is. It also will affect sexual function, reproduction, mood, just to name a few. And that's a lot. I mean, it's a lot to deal with when you can have other conditions that will have these same type of symptoms. You know, the major endocrine or hormone-producing glands are the pituitary, the pineal gland, the thymus gland, the thyroid and adrenal glands, and the pancreas. In addition to those, men produce hormones in their testes, and women produce those hormones in their ovaries. The hormones are produced using good fats and cholesterol, so if you're lacking in these, important dietary factors can basically cause a hormone problem, since because the body doesn't have the basic building blocks to make them. Toxins containing chemicals that mimic these building blocks or that mimic the hormones themselves are also problematic because the body will attempt to create hormones using the wrong building block. The endocrine system is a very complex system, and it's difficult to understand it in its entirety. But there are some basic things you can do to boost your body's ability to create and balance your hormones. The first one is avoid toxins. Now, toxins found in pesticides, plastics, household chemicals, and even mattresses, believe it or not, can contain hormone-disrupting chemicals that mimic the hormones in your body and keep the body from producing real hormones. Things like hormonal birth control can do the same thing. Number two is to limit caffeine. I know I'm probably stepping on some toes now, but I really don't mean to. But too much caffeine can wreak havoc on the endocrine system, especially if there are other hormone stressors involved, like stress and the presence of toxins and pregnancy, et cetera. So you want to cut down the coffee if you can, or replace it with herbal teas. If you can't, or you won't cut the coffee down, use it as a way to get in your beneficial fats by adding a tablespoon of coconut oil and a tablespoon of grass-fed butter and blend it in the blender to emulsify it. It'll look and taste like a latte. Well, a latte is sweet, so you may want to add a teaspoon of unpasteurized organic honey as well. Number three, avoid high omega-6 polyunsaturated fats. You know, don't consume man-made fats found in vegetable oil. You know, the human body is about 97% saturated and monounsaturated fat, with only 3% polyunsaturated fat. You know, half of that 3% is omega-3 fat. And we need to keep that balance. The body needs fats for rebuilding cells and for hormonal production. You know, the problem with polyunsaturated fats are that they oxidize too quickly, and they lead to inflammation, and inflammation leads to mutated cells, and it also leads to clogged arteries. So don't eat fats like vegetable oils or peanut oil or canola oil or soybean oil, margarine, shortening, or chemically altered fats. Instead, choose fats like coconut oil, you know, real grass-fed butter, olive oil, red palm oil, you know, tallow, and lard from healthy sources, and lots of omega-3. Number four is sleep. This one can't be overemphasized or emphasized enough. I mean, if you are not getting sleep, your hormones will not be balanced, period. Number five is supplement wisely. You know, make sure you're taking a good whole food, vitamin and mineral, getting some vitamin D3 in, and even gelatin from grass-fed bone broth. Make sure bone broth, especially if you're making it yourself, is from grass-fed bone. Number six is exercise lightly. If you have a hormone imbalance, intense extended exercise can actually make the problem worse in the short term. So exercises like walking and swimming and stretching would be beneficial. Very beneficial over, you know, long cardio type exercises. Number seven is lifting heavy weights. Yes, I already noticed that. I just said that, you know, you want to exercise lightly, but while extended cardio can be bad, short bursts of heavy lifting, like when you use kettlebells, deadlifts or squats or lunges, can be beneficial since they trigger a cascade of beneficial hormone reactions. And number eight is eat some coconut oil. Coconut oil is amazing for hormone health. It provides the necessary building blocks for hormone production. It can assist in weight loss and reduce inflammation. I mean, you can blend it in with your coffee or tea, as I said before. So that's a easy way to get it in. And finally, fix your leptin. Fix your leptin. Leptin is the master hormone, and if it is out of balance or if you are resistant to it, no other hormone will balance well. Taking care of your leptin will help boost fertility, make your weight loss easier, improve sleep, and lower inflammation. Fix your leptin by reducing simple starches, refined foods, sugars, and especially fructose. You know, get adequate amounts of protein and healthy fats, and get plenty of sleep. And there you have it. That's it. So make sure you go to wiserliving.com and get additional information, Wiser Living TV. Subscribe, Wiser Living Radio. Subscribe, facebook.com/wiserliving. Go there and subscribe so you can get additional information during the week. I want to thank you for being on this call today. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Remember, make your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food.